Last year, the U.S. military began looking for suspected enemies within its ranks at its naval base in Cuba. Several servicemen at Guantanamo Bay were arrested on suspicion of spying and mishandling classified information. But as NPR's Jackie Northam reports, what started out as high-profile cases have all but dissolved.
In late 2001, the Department of Defense chose the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as the location to hold and interrogate suspected terrorists. One of the base's key selling points is that it's isolated, so theoretically, the military can better control personnel and the flow of information. But that security bubble burst just over a year ago when it was announced that Army Captain James Yee, a Muslim chaplain, had been arrested on suspicion of mutiny, aiding the enemy, and possessing classified information. Gene Fidel, Yee's civilian lawyer, says the first time he saw him, his client was in leg irons. Fidel says the chaplain was held in a Charleston brig for more than 2 months, some of that time in solitary confinement.
When you think about the fact that he is a West Point graduate, an active duty officer, and a chaplain who had been convicted of nothing at that point, it is really disturbing that he was kept in those circumstances.
Shortly after Yee's arrest, the Pentagon announced that other people working at Guantanamo had been arrested on similar charges, which helped fuel speculation that an espionage ring was operating on this remote base. In November, Jack Farr, a 58-year-old Army reservist and the chief of the prisoner interrogation wing at Guantanamo, was arrested after documents about the military base were found in his luggage. So was Ahmed Al-Halabi, a 25-year-old emigre from Syria who worked as an Air Force supply clerk until he was assigned to work as a translator at Guantanamo. Halabi spent more than 9 months in jail while the military investigated some 30 charges against him, including attempted espionage. Air Force prosecutor Lieutenant Colonel Brian Wheeler says all facts have to be considered in any national security case.
In this case, you know, what we think is important to note was that Senior Airman Al-Halabi was engaged in suspicious behavior at one of our most sensitive sites in the global war on terrorism. You know, he stole documents that were marked classified. He took prohibited photographs, and on more than one occasion, he lied about it.
Halabi said he didn't realize the documents and disks he removed were sensitive. But Navy Commander Robert Mulak, a military spokesman here at Guantanamo, says everyone who works at the base is trained in the proper security classification of information.
That means everything. Email traffic, written correspondence, which information you can talk about and can't talk about. We go over that in detail with all of our new folks.
But as it turned out, the military wasn't wholly certain about what information was classified. And so the cases against the three men began to disintegrate. All serious charges were dropped against Chaplain Yee and Colonel Farr. In September, the case against Halabi crumbled after the government decided that only one of the documents in his possession was actually classified. Gary Solis, a professor of the law of war at West Point, says the three cases should never have gone on as long as they did.
It is apparent in retrospect that the military authorities quickly knew that they didn't have the case that they thought they had, and that they should have backed off the case. Instead, they kept attacking as if a more aggressive stance would produce better results.
But Prosecutor Wheeler says there was good reason to hold and investigate all three men for so long.
Either intentionally or negligently, that information could have gotten in the wrong hands. We would have possibly had an aircraft or two jeopardized. We would have had numerous service members' lives at risk.
After months of investigation and incarceration, Captain Yee was cleared of all charges. He has submitted his letter of resignation to the Army. Colonel Farr was given an administrative sanction, and Senior Airman Halabi pleaded guilty to 4 less serious charges and received a bad conduct discharge. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.